Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
It's another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. Beautiful day here at Digital Ignition. And I want to welcome our guest today, Andy Goldstrom with Midcourse Advisors. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, John. I'm really glad to be here.
Glad to have you. This is going to be interesting because look in the show notes, you do some interesting things with companies. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. But tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. I have an interesting background. I've been really fortunate in that I've been part of two Inc. 500 companies, both fast-growing companies that sold at high multiples. One was in the commercial real estate services business. The other was in the waste management business. And what I learned through that was what stakeholders value in a company, whether it's an investor, an owner, leadership, customers, employees. And what they value is a good value proposition, having a good team, having a good pipeline of work, and having good financials. So people care about durability within companies. And the companies that I worked for grew fast but were also durable. I have since been the managing partner of a company that I own called Midcourse Advisors, and I try and leverage the experience I have to try and help companies achieve some of the same success.
Cool. So let's get right into it. Companies obviously have trouble not just growing, but growing profitably. Talk about why that is.
There are a lot of great companies out there, and I work with a lot of great owners and executives who are very passionate, very visionary, very smart, and they've created great companies. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens is in trying to run these companies as they grow, they lose some touch with what happened when they started the company. So they're not as close to the customers. They're not as close to the industry. They're not as close to some trends in the industry and what their competition is bringing to the marketplace. And that's not an easy thing. When you're running a business and having to manage so many different components, things can change. And so I work with companies like that to help them get out of the weeds and to make better decisions in terms of the path that they grow. And I love my job. And the reason I love it so much is some of the things that I can do are life-changing for people. It creates wealth and it creates happiness for them when they can achieve the goals that they sought originally, where they may have gone off course or not fully achieved their goals.
Good stuff. So talk a little bit about how companies can differentiate themselves. How can they separate themselves from the pack?
Sure, John. Thanks for asking that question. I will ask a question of you first, if I may, relating to this.
Yeah. I hope I know the answer.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I wanted to talk about one of the things that I care a lot about is differentiation. That's a way for companies to grow and profit more. And I always ask the question of people that I work with or just when I'm talking to friends or family is just what is a better situation for a company, to be a big fish in a small pond or to be a small fish in a big pond?
Hmm. Well, I've been a believer in being a big fish in a small pond.
Well, the best answer is to be a big fish in a big pond, but since that wasn't a choice, you do win.
Oh, and thank you.
You did get the right answer.
Hopefully I get a prize at the end of the show.
No, we have big prizes.
Okay, good.
So the reason I suggest big fish in a small pond is if you do that, you become an expert by being very specific at what you do. And by being an expert, you can actually leverage a lot of things within your company in terms of your brand, in terms of your focus. If you're going to go to industry conferences, you only need to go to a set number of industry conferences. You're developing certain expertise. You're leveraging your finances better. You're attracting a certain type of group, and you're known in the marketplace for being that kind of expert. There's a reason that the trend for a long period of time now is when you and I grew up, we played every sport, right? But now kids play a certain kind of sport and focus on that certain kind of sport. And the parents encourage it, but the reason is because by focusing on and being specific in one sport, they get better.
Well, and I think don't companies and business owners, they need someone like you to give them the confidence to do that, because sometimes they feel like if I narrow my focus, I'm going to lose out on a lot of other business, right?
Well, some people do think that.
Yeah.
I work with small to medium-sized companies that need help growing and need to set their path in a better direction. I have a really strong background in real estate and technology companies. Mm. And I'm invested in two technology companies. Technology has always been part of my background. I was a computer science undergraduate. It doesn't exclude me from doing other work. And I do work with folks outside the real estate and tech industry quite well. It's because some of the same principles apply. But I'm known for real estate and technology in terms of what I do. And I encourage others to be able to focus the same way. So if you're a technology firm, don't be a hardware and software company. Don't focus on SaaS and desktop. Pick what you're going to do. If you're a real estate person, you can be a geographic person. Mm-hmm. You can focus on a certain industry. You can focus on a certain property type. If you're a lawyer, you don't want to be a trial lawyer and a researcher and a probate lawyer or an estate lawyer. You have to choose your type of law that you want to focus on to get known and brand yourself appropriately. That's how people differentiate themselves.
I love it. We're speaking with Andy Goldstrom. Andy is the managing partner at Midcourse Advisors. So talk about when companies find this path to growth, and you help them do that, what do they need to do to scale? I mean, to scale their business properly.
I love working with companies to help them scale because it's about taking the next step. And Midcourse was named because it's about 80% of the life cycle of a company, not the startup, not the end, but the midcourse. And so in order to scale, you really need to know what the mission, vision, and values are of a company. What's their purpose? What do they want to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years? And what culture do they have? Beyond that, when you know what your plan is, you need to have the right people in the right seats to be able to execute against that plan. And that could be training people, moving people around, hiring new people, making sure you have the right people in the right seats. And then it's all about systematizing. So it's being able to put processes in place that take routine work out of the equation. And so most people think, well, call centers, you know, that's routine. I can put a process around that. My company's really tailored. Every customer is very different. And in some cases, that's true. In most cases, it isn't. And the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule really holds up. And there's a guy, a very popular book called The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, which says people should run the systems and the system should run the business. Yep. And so what I do is I'm able to help companies systematize that. What that does is it allows people to actually be closer to the customer, learn things more about the industry, bubble up ideas, and help project the company forward. And my greatest example of that, frankly, was when I was a global director. Before I opened Midcourse Advisors, I was a global director at a global investment bank. And we were in 70 countries with people in 70 countries. And I had people that I was reported to me in New York, London, Frankfurt, and Singapore running work in those 70 countries. And when I first came on board, they were all doing work very differently, managing things very differently in terms of the process, the technology, the way they would engage. Some of it was cultural, but a lot of it just had to do with that's the way they were doing it. So the results varied. And so we created a system that allowed us to generate consistent process, train them, incentivize them, and lo and behold, within a year, we saved $10 million annually. So that's notable. I'm working with another client right now where they're trying to systematize their business as well so that they can service their clients far better in the technology space, and it makes a big difference. And this particular client is one that was proactive in that they saw that they were growing, and they saw that they really valued their customer service and how that was a differentiator for them, and they didn't want it to break. And what often happens is if your company is growing, within a short period of time, the processes will break.
Sure.
Because you don't have the infrastructure or prepared for it.
Right. That makes sense. So I'm just curious from a big picture point of view. I mean, what are the trends out there you see that business owners need to be aware of that are going to affect their growth trajectory?
I mentioned earlier on about not being in touch with industry trends if you're really in the weeds running the business as your business grows. And one of the things that's really important is things are changing every day. And if you're not understanding of the trends, it makes a big difference in terms of what your plan looks like and how you can take advantage of certain trends in the industry. Trends are where there's demand. Trends are where there's opportunity. Trends are where you can be, don't have to be a front runner, but can be one of the folks who don't have to be a pioneer, but can be one of the front runners to take advantage of a business and be a first mover. And so there are three primary trends that are really important for people to understand in their business, no matter what business they're in and no matter what size their business they're in. So first one, understandably, is technology. The speed of change in technology is crazy, and it's been that way for a long time, but even more so now. And that involves, and a lot of the reason for the change is storage capacity as well as transmission speed via the chips that they have. And so what's happened is that has created a very big change regarding technology. And so people who were involved in cybersecurity, people are involved in artificial intelligence, people are involved in data analysis. That's where the demand for the jobs are, the demand for the service providers are, the demand for the products are going. And being able to know and acknowledge that technology trend is really important. Second one is demographics. There are 78 million baby boomers who need products and services, and there are over 80 millennials that need products and services. So whether you are a baby boomer who needs a knee replacement or needs healthcare services or needs senior living facilities or things as these baby boomers age and start retiring, financial services, those are trends in higher demand. Same thing with the millennials. They are, you know, they want to be closer to the urban centers. They like technology. Products and services that cater to them are opportunities as well. And then the last thing is less sexy, but it's regulatory. People think, you know, that with our current government, that regulations are intended to drop. Well, that's not the case. And the reason is because of the need for the regulation. Again, read every day things about Facebook. Just yesterday, it was about how, you know, a lot of the hardware companies were provided data by Facebook, maybe unsubstantiated, but the fact is that it needs to be regulated. Banks are regulated heavily. There's cybersecurity that's being regulated heavily. And then all the IoT opportunities in the technology space are going to be regulated because it could be a free-for-all if it's not. So there's so much opportunity if you understand the trends and can influence the trends or hop on the bandwagon to be part of the trend.
Yeah, so I think part of what it seems to me you help companies with, I mean, you talked about three big things that cause maybe a change or should cause a change to an entrepreneur's original vision, right, that they had. And sometimes they get along and some of these things are happening to their company and they need somebody like you to point them out, right?
Well, you have to be adaptable.
Yeah.
And I think what I bring to the table is some objectivity. I don't have skin in the game in terms of or an agenda to hold. I just want people to be successful. I have expertise because I've been there in most cases where I've had to make changes and adapt and know when to not do things or what to avoid and have a process in terms of how to value opportunities. And I have the capacity to do it. Usually a lot of people don't do that. There's an amazing statistic that most senior executives only spend about an hour a month on strategy.
Wow.
And that's because they're managing everything else so greatly. So it's no wonder that they have, you know, that some of these things can get out of their reach at times, even for the best executives.
To use the old cliche, they're managing the trees, not the forest, right? Something like that.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, okay, so you kind of gave me a lead-in with that answer because I want folks to know how you work with clients. What does an engagement with you look like? How do you have an initial interview, assessment? How does that work?
Sure. So one of the things I pride myself on and one of the things that I tried to differentiate myself with over the years was I was a good implementer and operator and not just a good salesperson. So I wanted to make sure that things stuck and that we could measure the success. And wouldn't walk away until that was the case. And I had long-term contracts that renewed and expanded as a result of that. And so what I tend to do in most cases is I have an assessment with a client that has a need or has a desire to potentially work with me, where I have a specific questionnaire that brings out certain things about their business and about personally what they want to desire. For an owner, it could be, you know, it starts with an exit strategy. Where do you see your business in 5 or 10 years? Do you want to sell? Do you want to just maximize cash flow? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? And so understanding how the business is functioning from that person's perspective, he or she, and then other members of the management team to get that perspective helps me understand where the company stands. Other than conversations that I have. Also, I gather financial data that I'm provided so I can do an assessment. And then what I do is I spend an entire day usually with the team on an offsite workshop, typically reviewing, teaching, and doing some exercises to help bring out what the right approach is. Then I'll put together a plan for them and then decide whether I'm the one or whether they want to do it on their own regarding being able to implement it. In almost every case, I have been able to gain the confidence of people, be a quick study and be able to understand their business in dealing with so many different situations and businesses over the years that I'm able to work with them on a retainer basis go forward. And that's what ensures that the success is achieved.
Great stuff. That sounds awfully comprehensive, Andy. So for those that would like more information, would like to reach out and contact you, tell them how to be in touch.
Sure. Thanks, John. I can be reached in a couple ways. One is my phone number, which is 770-633-2260. That's 770-633-2260. Very responsive to calls. As well as my email, which is agoldstrom@midcourseadvisors.com. There's a lot of information on my website, which is midcourseadvisors.com, and you can also look at my LinkedIn profile and company LinkedIn profile as well.
Outstanding. Andy Goldstrom, Midcourse Advisors, you're the managing partner. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking to you, John.
Great to have you. Folks, if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll, and they provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. And I want to remind everyone that we're all over social media at North Fulton BRX. And that's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's a bunch of social media channels that I can't even remember. That Nat, our intern, is laughing because he knows I can't remember them, but he does. So go out there and find them, and go find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us, and if you like our shows, like us because that helps other people find us. So we've had a great day today. Andy Goldstrom with Midcourse Advisors, thanks again for being with us. And I want to remind everyone that we're here live every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern from the Digital Ignition Studios inside Digital Ignition, right? And Mike Salmon will be back with me next week. He's behind the board today but doing the work. But look forward to seeing you this time next week. Thanks again.